talk about Shark, that's a huge market, is the household appliance like that, the vacuums, the household cleaning world. I know it's got to be even a bigger undertaking in that industry, in that market, trying to find products or develop products that fit with what people are looking for. Everybody has to clean their house and keep their house clean, but how do you kind of stand out from the crowd?
So, look, our history is quite, you know, telling. You know, we've gone from 1% to 25% market share of the vacuum cleaner business. All of our vacuums really sold in the premium or the better zone, and we've overtaken Dyson in market share. All in a very short period of time, doing, you know, trying to answer exactly what you just said, you know, how do you make a better mousetrap? How do you make something that consumers are going to love, that they're going to talk about? For us, you know, one of the secrets to our success is, okay, if we run media, okay, and we do, you know, we run almost $150 million of TV advertising and so on a year. That's a huge sum of money. Now, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you run that kind of money and you get your word out and you can get a certain level of sales. But today it's different, especially in appliances that people use. When they have the power of social media, the advertising that you do can either kill you and people just, you know, completely destroy you online and talk about how bad your products are, or they support you and they give you great ratings. And so that combination really propels you. So, you know, it might be interesting for you to, you know, to understand that, like, in the vacuum cleaner industry 20, 25 years ago, 15 years ago, what have you, it would be impossible for someone new like us to become the number one player, because it was always the old boys network of who'd been making, you know, for so long. It's that innovation, that making the better the mousetrap, and the reviews that come that allow us to do this. And we do it by studying the consumer, going into their homes. We have hundreds of people going into people's homes, studying how they use the vacuum cleaners and asking them, you know, what they want. And, you know, the first is our lift-away vacuum, which is very unique in the way that it works. And the rotator, which converts to a canister and has amazing accessories and swivels the steers, is lightweight, has a complete seal. All that stuff is what we figured out people really, you know, want. And it's different than most other vacuums at a reasonable price.
Yeah, the price is really key with you guys. I also think that your use is really key. Your stuff is really easy to use, easy coming out of the box. It doesn't intimidate people, young, old. I think you guys have made an effort to make sure that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, price is an issue. You know, and I'll be honest, you know, rivalry is good. You know, competition is good, and I don't mind when it comes after me either, as long as it's fair and people aren't, you know, misleading. So I have a very serious competition out there with Dyson.
Yep.
And when we're both trying to make, you know, amazing vacuums, and it's great. You know, we both have close to 25% market share. Maybe they'll come a little bit ahead of us next year. We're a little bit ahead of them this year. But for us, it's important that when you're going to make a better vacuum cleaner, this business that we're in, because, you know, you can buy vacuum cleaners from Bissell at Walmart for $29, $39. Our vacuum cleaners start really at $130 and sell, you know, mostly at, you know, $200, $250. That's a lot of money for a vacuum cleaner, but it is significantly less than our main competitor.
Sure, I review, even though mainly I do gadgets, for some reason I get vacuums to review, because I just know that's such a big market and such an important market for people. They really... people they take pride in their vacuum, and even in this day and age, people are they do research and they do their homework before buying a vacuum, I think.
But look, I got to tell you about my new vacuum. As a gadget guy, you're going to love it. I don't know if I can only describe it. Let me ask you a couple of questions, and then perhaps I'll see if you can understand it. Have you seen our current famous vacuum, the rotator, the one that's on infomercial?
No, I want one, though.
All right. So have you seen the infomercial? Do you know how it works, that it's a lift away?
Yeah, I've seen the commercial. I've seen the commercial. I have not tried it yet.
Okay. So, but you know that so my vacuum swivel is totally sealed. But you know, you've seen how it sort of lifts off, and then you can you can use it even in the liftoff mode, right?
Right.
So when I lift it off, right, I'm going to go and clean my sofa, right? I've got the suction, okay? And then I lift it off, and I can put a floor attachment on it, and I can, you know, clean my hard floors and pick up the dust and that sort of thing, right?
Sure.
Okay. What no one has ever done before, and this is what the big news is coming out, and I'll get you a sample to try because you're going to be blown away by this. So when you go and you use the lift-off vacuum cleaner, you have that suction because the suction is going through the hose, and you can attach it to a pole, and then you can have suction on the floor, but just suction on the floor. Well, what we did is, and this is the new invention for the fall, and this is the coolest thing I think we've ever done, and it's a really big difference in vacuum cleaners, is it's called powered lift-away. So what we did is we made it so that the hose, okay, has electrical power going through it, and so does the pole. So now, when you lift the vacuum cleaner off, so that you can just carry the vacuum in one hand and then the pole in the other, the motorized power head is still working.
Mm.
So if you can imagine that, you can go underneath a sofa, you can go anywhere, because all you have is that tiny little pole connected to a motorized power head now. It's called powered lift away.
So is that kind of like double the suction almost?
It's not that it's double the suction, it's that before, LiftAway only offered you suction.
Wow.
So you could only clean your sofas, or you could only clean your hard floors. You could never, with a LiftAway mode, when a vacuum was in LiftAway mode, you couldn't clean your carpets because the brush wall wouldn't turn because it wasn't electrified down there.
Yeah. As somebody with a year and a half old puppy, that sounds like one-stop shopping almost.
Oh my God. This is truly going to change the way people see vacuum cleaners. You're going to love this. It clicks off, it pops off, you go right underneath your sofa, and then you click it right back on. It's really cool.
Mark, I've never heard two men sitting around talking and smiling talking about vacuums before, so this is...
Okay, I'll tell you, we're just starting production, so I don't know when I'm going to have some units. But this is going to blow you away. I promise you, I read all the gadget magazines, too. I love reading all that stuff about these things going on. And I have to say that this time, my vacuum really does qualify as something, you know, totally breakthrough in the technology.
If I like that, Mark, I'll bring it on all my TV segments before the holidays.
I promise you, you're going to think this. You're going to love it. All right, so I'll have them send you some information so you know what I'm talking about, this power lift-away thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my assistant send you one as soon as production has one.
Is that kind of your goal, though, to make people almost get excited about vacuuming and cleaning like that? Do you hear that from people?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, for me, you know, this is a private company, and this is something that I enjoy doing, and I love getting excited about products, and I love it when people get excited, so that's true. Financially, you know, I've already explained to you that, you know, our formula works. I only have the right, I only get to advertise and have the budget to advertise if I make really good products that people love and they get really excited about. Because otherwise, I get thrown to the bottom of the heap with the others, right? And I'm only selling commodities, and I'm in the business of trying to sell $39 vacuums as I can. I only get to be in this exciting business where we can charge more money for our products. People are willing to pay a premium because we're exciting them with better technology and better performance.
Sure. Mark, I love touring R&D labs. I get to tour some of the smartphone